killings to all Asian Americans is thus intense. Margaret Cho understood that weight when looking back years later at her sitcom, All-American Girl, the first American TV show focused on an Asian family, which lasted one season, beginning in 1994. Because the edgy Cho had no creative control, the series ended up endorsing, rather than erasing, stereotypes and myths. With ethnic identity, there's a right way to be and a wrong way to be. And that's a really weird thing, Cho told Core Asian Media on the 20th anniversary of her show. The panic comes from not seeing Asian Americans on television, so the few images we do have of them become overly scrutinized. Cho also noted that diversity in entertainment has come a long way. She's a big fan of Fresh Off the Boat, but hypersensitivity remains, with some worried that Crazy Rich Asians will err on the side of too Asian or its opposite. Accusations of whitewashing surfaced on Twitter when one of the stars, Henry Golding, was called not Asian enough. His father is British and his mother is from Borneo's Iban tribe. Wu gets it, and she's familiar with social media activism. She was at the center of a Twitter campaign, hashtag starring Constance Wu, which imagined Wu as the lead of various white-centric blockbusters, like The Hunger Games. Even the starring Constance Wu credit for Crazy Rich Asians comes with complicated feelings. After years of struggling to find work in Hollywood, it's difficult to take ownership of being treated with respect, she says. Usually you're asked to be grateful for whatever scraps you get, and if you're not grateful for your scraps, then you're shunned.